This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Hey, the Jack Mate Show.
Happy Christmas, my little snowflakes.
Ho, ho.
It's only bloody Friday. We've gone and done it, guys. Again.
We're here.
It's Friday.
Heard of it.
It's the Jack Mate Show with Tom Norris. How are you, Tom?
Ho, ho, ho.
William.
Ho, ho, ho.
All the hows.
On the show today.
We've got the big man himself, the Irish prince. It's Mr. Kian Tomey.
Heard of it?
We've all heard of him. 4 million followers, almost, maybe. Christmas special.
2015,
betches. It's all kicking off. There we go.
There you go. That's a bit too long.
Yeah.
Air Friday. Da-da.
I don't want a lot for food.
That was a nice.
That stunk the joint up.
Yeah. That what?
That stank the joint.
That's what, my voice?
Jesus, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, guys. You heard us right. We've got Kay and Tommy coming up. He's going to be guest presenting the show for us this week. So he's going to be in for the whole 2 hours after we have our little intro chat. Yeah, you can kill that a bit now. It's a bit too Christmassy, a bit too festive.
Oh,
been doing much Christmas planning, Tom?
I've done most of my shopping.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's my shopping.
You're on the ball for a guy. What about you, Will?
I haven't done any yet, so I've only got my mom and dad to buy for.
Oh, bless you.
You're waiting
bless
for the Boxing Day sales, aren't you, Will?
Yeah, they'll get what they're given.
And then just a penny sweet for all the Tinder girls.
Well, Tinder this time of year, it's kind of...
Sixpence.
It's a bit like the office place. It's kind of winding down. I'll get back to you in January. Put my out of office on there.
Why is that?
It's just not the time, is it? It's all about family and friends.
Yeah, you thought they'd all want a little cuddle.
Maybe. More on that later.
Will there be?
No.
Well, so what have you actually been up to this week, Tom?
This week, we released your Christmas song.
We did. We released my song, Christmas Spirits, and we will be playing that later on in the show. Guys, Will, did you hear my Christmas song?
I loved it. Oh, I told you before, Tom Norris was lucky. I was lucky enough to receive a preview of it.
Oh, of course you did. Course
and
you
I just,
did.
I told Tom before he gave me any prompts, I said it reminds me a bit like Fairy Tale of New York.
Oh, okay.
Your kind of flow, and then Tom comes in with a nice...
Nice
chorus.
It'd be good if you guys could write some Christmas songs sometime. It'd be quite...
Funny you say that.
Segway. Why's that?
Because later on the show, we might have our own little Christmas reworks.
Oh, dear.
Oh, what have you done?
Oh, I've done a Christmas song, you know.
It's Christmas Spirits, yeah.
I've been very ill this week, guys, I should just say. That's probably why I sound a little bit nasally. I'm very snotty. I'm very...
Yeah, I'm just very... How are you feeling now, all right?
No, not really. I've got a headache.
Oh.
Christmas special.
Yeah, pick it up. You have a paracetamol.
Oh, God, when's Kian on, then?
He's on after the first song, mate.
That's the only reason I'm in today.
Is it?
I was thinking of Botland.
You had a nice day around London?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we all have, Will. What are you asking? You were there, mate.
Just prompting you to get you back on on message.
Yeah, that's no, alright.
Nice little wander around the sites.
Showed Key and Big Ben.
Yeah.
Parliament. Big.
Heard of it.
Big Eye. What'd they call it? London
yeah.
Eye.
Yeah, London Eye.
Yeah. You got any plans for the weekend, Willie?
Well, funny enough, I might be jumping on FIFA because, as you boys know, I had my big FIFA draw last week.
Yes.
So it was. It's been a bit angsty. I got Borussia Dortmund. How'd you feel about that?
It's not the worst. Like, yeah, terrible season last year, but.
Well, before that, I got Real Madrid. So.
What do you mean before that? You've done this before.
We did a draft draw just to make sure everything was working right.
Was it working
you
right?
You needed a practice.
Yeah, you got
practice to do it. Pulling bits of paper out of a hat and saying.
You say that, and we did get it wrong in the draft. So,
did you?
Yeah. So it was worth doing it.
When is your tournament?
It's the 27th of December.
Good luck to you, Will.
Thank you very much.
Is there any money on the line?
Just
pride.
Well, because there's already been three tournaments. I've won one. My friend Nick's won one. He's in Australia, so he's not there. And my friend Dan Park is there.
Oh, right.
He's won one.
Well, not Parky.
No, Dodgy is called.
Parkster.
Parks the bus.
Parkers.
Parkman.
So, yeah. What have you got planned for the weekend?
Not a lot, mate. Just try and shift this cold, to be honest.
Are you going
to
do that?
I don't know. Just lay in bed and feel sorry for myself. What? I've been watching a lot of Christmas films this week, getting right into the mood.
Yeah?
I started off with Jingle All The Way.
Cracking film.
Oh, classic. Yeah.
Then I went to Home Alone.
Money.
Then I went to The Santa Claus.
Right here.
Then I went to The Grinch.
Oh, money.
Did you watch Christmas with the Cranks? That's on Netflix.
No, it doesn't sound good.
Tim Allen's in it.
Is he?
Yep.
Yeah, Tim Allen's in The Santa Claus.
I know, that's maybe why you might like it, Jack. Sorry to try and help you.
Did I say I like The Santa Claus, or did I just say I've watched it recently?
Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen Miracle on 34th Street?
Yeah, no, I haven't.
Matilda's in it, isn't she?
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Matilda Wormwood.
Oh.
What? No, I haven't. Well, is it good?
Yeah, it's just it's set in New York. It's very Christmassy.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a Christmas film. Of course it's Christmassy.
I think we should stop the Christmas talk because later on, me and Tom will be battling it out head to head in a Will Willie Want Your Christmas special.
Yeah, boy.
And we'll be talking about... We'll be arguing our best Christmas films, our best cracker combos.
That's the best one.
Yeah. And what was the other one we did?
And the other one was the best part of the Christmas meal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm very excited. I think I'm going to beat you.
I think you probably will because Will's the judge.
you're getting blackmailing nice and early. He's going to feel like he can't pick me now. Yeah, Will, you pick whoever you feel does the best job.
Yeah, I will.
Treat him like your nose and pick him.
We're also going to... I'm going to be going head-to-head with Kian in us. It's a Christmassy quiz.
A Christmassy quiz.
I think there's a special host for that one as well.
You're joking.
Is there? The
Oh. Someone just, some nutter just ran past the window on a sleigh.
Yeah, really big and red.
Yeah, he was really big and red.
Yeah, with a big sack on his back.
Ew, did have a big sack.
Yeah, it's basically me and Kian are going to be going head to head in a Christmassy quiz, and Santa Claus himself is going to be in the studio.
I think he's going to have a little creepy helper as well, I think.
Yeah,
I'm sure he will.
And guys, if you're a fan of Christmas music, you're in luck, because we're not just talking Christmas and playing Christmas, we're actually doing Christmas songs every 15 minutes, and I think it's about time we went to that first one, and this is one that's definitely up there for me. It's Stop the Cavalry.
Churchill comes over here to say we're doing splendidly, but it's very cold out here in the snow, marching to and from the enemy. Oh, I say it's tough, I have had enough, can you stop the cavalry? Say, oh yes, yet again, can you stop the cavalry? Mary Bradley waits at home in the nuclear fallout zone. Wish I could be dancing now in the arms of the girl I love. Wish I was at home. Bang, that's another bomb on another town. Wilders are and Jim have tea. If I get home, lift up, tell the tale, I'll run for all presidencies. If I get elected, I'll stop, I will stop the cavalry.
Festive treat. Sorry, I'm just finishing up a sandwich there, guys.
Stinks.
Does it?
Nah, you're right.
It's chicken and bacon. I was going to go festive, but I don't.
I love a festive sandwich.
I saw one in your office, in the cherry and chocolate one.
Yeah.
Did you buy that just to be funny?
No, look, I bought it and I wanted to make it a challenge for either Rachel or Jack to have to eat it.
Why did none of them eat it?
Because we were like, oh, Rachel's quite excited for it, so I should have had it later on. We forgot about it. It's been thrown away now. It was cherries and chocolate spread.
Doesn't sound too good.
Sounds rank.
Yeah, I'll tell you what does sound good.
What sounds good, mate?
Getting a big, big, beautiful man. I'm not big as in big. I mean, he's lost quite a lot of weight. It's Mr. Kian Toomey.
What?
You're welcome. Right?
What's up?
You've been practicing your British accent, haven't you?
Yeah, man.
Go on.
No, it's like, what do you want me to say? You can't just put me on the spot, you know? Sick, innit? Innit, bruv.
He's fluent. He's fluent. He's got us.
Say, I'm going to go and run up the apples and pears.
I'm going to run up the apples and pears.
That was just in your voice, wasn't it?
I was a bit emphasised with Irish.
How you been?
Fantastic, how are you?
How you finding the country of ours?
Great, a lot different.
Really?
Yeah, considering you don't really understand what I'm saying half the time.
No, sometimes I do. I mean, if you talk fast, I do struggle.
Mm.
I think I can understand you.
That's fine, thank you.
Yeah, well... He's been on here about 5 minutes and we're already talking about Irish stereotypes.
No, no.
Are we not?
No.
Let's talk about Irish stereotypes. So, how's your... What, you got many Christmas plans, Cian?
Christmas plans?
Yeah.
Not at the moment. No, are you going to give me some?
Well, it depends. You can come over to mine for tea.
I can pop over.
Yeah.
I can pop over for a while.
Do you have any like traditions? Is there a certain like routines you go through on Christmas Day?
Christmas Day, we go to Mass.
Oh.
It's essential. And then eat dinner, and then drink, and then go to bed.
What do you do at Mass?
I sit there and think about dinner.
Oh, fair play.
Mm.
Do you got much going on at Christmas time?
Well, it's the first year one of my sisters won't be there. She'll be in New Zealand. So it's only going to be me, the brother, and the parents. So it's going to be slightly lacklustre. But we'll probably just get that weird thing of the family getting drunk.
That is weird, isn't it? Do you do that, Cam?
Get drunk with my family?
Yeah.
All the time.
Oh, really?
Most nights. Me and my mother share a bottle of wine every night.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Talk about fine poetry.
Fine poetry?
Fine poetry, that's great.
Do you do that, Will?
Nah. With my mum?
Yeah.
No chance.
No, do you just get drunk with your family at Christmas?
No, I don't, actually. Never really been one for that.
Yeah, that's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah. My mum only takes her one glass of wine and she's pissed, so...
Yeah. I can imagine getting pissed with your family and, like, your dad just getting a bit rowdy. Strangely, your auntie's getting a bit hot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, that's weird. You make that up yourself?
That just happens to me when I'm sober. So.
Oh, creepy.
Kidding.
My biggest family tradition at Christmas time is my nan's sausage rolls. That's not a euphemism. Not a euphemism. My nan makes these sausage rolls, yeah, but they're nothing like you've ever tasted before in your life.
But they're horrible. Tastes like dog
no,
shit.
No, they're absolutely, honestly, they are the best things I've ever eaten. They're the best things. They're sausage meat wrapped in like, not a flaky pastry,
Ooh. But
like a thick kind of...
Clay,
yeah. It's kind of like an edible clay.
They're quite like rigid.
Yeah, they're lovely.
Mm.
That's the save you boys, man.
Oh, is that your Nana Ginsters?
Nah.
See you later.
Nana Mitchell.
I don't have sausage rolls for Christmas.
Do you not?
No.
What do you have, ducks?
Brussels sprouts and turkey.
Do you eat sprouts?
Oh, yeah.
I like a sprout.
All the time.
Oh.
I eat that on the daily.
I love sprouts.
On the daily. Good.
I'm a big fan of sprouts. What about bread sauce?
No. I don't like the colour. It turns me off.
I love bread sauce. Why is it posh, bread sauce?
That is posh. Who has sauce on bread? I mean, unless it's ketchup and a bacon sandwich.
Bread sauce is made out of bread. It's, you don't put it on bread. It's actually got bread within it.
Does it?
It's a white sauce that you dip the meat in.
Isn't it actually the most traditional condiment to have at the Christmas table?
I thought it was cranberry sauce.
There
could be a debate on here.
Yeah.
Well, apparently it's because it was so cheap to make. That
Let us know what you think. Is cranberry sauce a winner or bread sauce?
You bread sauce guys or cranberry? Let us know.
I've never ever had cranberry or bread sauce in my life.
Oh my god.
That sandwich has got a cranberry on it.
It's chicken and bacon and mayo, Will.
You just can't taste it.
Oh, Shut up. I won't fall for your shit this time, Will. I won't fall for your shit this time, Brazier. What are you looking at out the window? It's radio, mate.
Yeah, I know.
Who's just walked in? Santa? Oh, maybe. Maybe coming up soon. What's the best present you've ever received, Cian?
Best present?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I got a Nintendo Wii.
Ooh.
That was probably it.
When did you get that?
Last year.
Oh,
it was great. I had a lot of fun. I went on the balance board and had exercises.
Oh, is that how you're shifting all these pounds?
That's exactly it, yeah. That's exactly. I did the hula hoop.
Did you?
Enjoy the hula hoop, but it's not actually there, but you're doing the hip thrusts.
And you're doing it pretty well.
I like the tennis and the bowling.
Mm. See, the problem is with the tennis, or is it the running? You know, when you're running away, I know I can't really show people listening, but you can just sit there and just jiggle the wrist.
Yeah.
You're just fooling the what's it called, the nunchuck?
But
you're just cheating yourself, really, aren't you?
Just hold L2 and swivel the nunchuck.
And then you're done.
You beat the Wii.
What about yourself, Noz? What's your best present you've ever had?
Oh...
My company, every Friday.
Huh? That's not really a present, really.
No,
it's
a gift.
It's a hard question, mate, because I don't really know.
It is a hard question to answer on the spot.
It definitely is. What about you, Jack? You must have one if you've asked it.
I've got quite a cute answer.
Be cute, then, mate.
Cute answer? I really... When I was a little
kid... My girlfriend.
Oh, shut up.
She's the best present ever.
I really wanted a PS2 when I was a little kid. And my mum and dad were like, oh, we can't... I don't know if we can afford
that.
Why
did they talk like that?
That's the new one.
Did it sound like that?
Yeah, no. And then I was a little kid.
Harry Potter must not return to Gryffindor.
I was opening up these games, and they were PS2 games, and I was like, oh, as if I got a PS2. And my dad was like, I was a little kid, so obviously I'm going to find this good. It's shit now. But my dad was like, oh, PS2, oh, we've got the wrong ones. We're meant to be PlayStation 1 games because I hadn't opened the console yet. And then I got really down. I was like, oh, he's got me the games, not the console, I'm not going to be able to play it. Then the next thing I opened was a PS2 and I was buzzing.
Oh, Dad, you bozo, you tricked me. Come here.
Dad. Oh, Dad, do a collab with Ben Phillips, you prankster. What's the worst present you've ever had, William?
Ooh.
Yeah, turning it up.
Oh, it's got a bit hot in here, isn't it? A onesie.
Yeah.
And my mum might be listening in, and she bought that, mate. So
she bought that, mate.
She did. She wrapped it. She gave it me. And I love you.
She got onesie, put it on me. Mum, stop dressing me. I'm 23. I've got a radio show.
Then I guess so, bop bop.
I got a West Ham onesie last Christmas from my dad's partner, and I wore the shit out of it.
Yeah,
did you?
For that night.
What, did it come with shit in it?
Yeah, the badge. Slagging off my own team. Now, the worst present I ever received is a spud gun.
Spud gun.
Hate him.
What's wrong with that?
Why would you want to fire potato at somebody?
Better than firing bullets.
No,
exactly.
No, you're a little kid. You want to nerf the hell out of some guy. Yeah. You want to nerf the hell out of some punk.
But then you might get on someone's nerves.
Oh,
that's terrible.
I think that's Krampus made that joke.
Oh, deary me. But no, I just, as a kid, you kind of want to be shooting people. You don't want to be shooting vegetable, do you? So, oh, you can have some football boots. Yeah, you can have some football beetroots.
What about a carrot bazooka? Would you take that?
Exactly. They're all shit. That's my point. They're all shit. Okay. They're all shit.
Because we got you a...
I remember once I got my dad a MicroStar, which, do you remember them little footballers with the big heads?
Yeah, I thought you got them free in a power pod.
They're called football big heads, aren't they?
These
ones were like expensive, like $1.99 a pop once. And I remember I got my dad one. You could never see what player you were getting because it was like a luck of the draw thing. And I did actually get my dad one. It was the first present I ever bought him, £2. I thought, that's a bit, I'm splashing it a bit, but yeah, he's worth it. And I gave it to him, and we opened it on Christmas Day. Paolo Di Canio.
Oh.
My favourite player ever.
So it was a random
draw,
okay.
And I got Paolo Di Canio. And I remember growing up and thinking it was really rare and it was going to be worth loads of money because the West Ham badge on his crest had been printed upside down.
Uh-huh.
So I googled it and every single one was like that.
Yeah, I don't think it would work like that.
What do you mean?
It just doesn't sound any more valuable because it was misprinted.
Yeah, it does. Things
it doesn't. It's not a stamp.
Sounds faulty.
Things game.
It was just broken. It was just someone in the warehouse wasn't paying attention.
Mm. I remember the worst Christmas present I ever got.
Go on.
And it wasn't my mum's fault. She bought me WWE Here Comes the Pain on the PS2.
Yeah.
And
great
I was
game.
Really excited for
great
it.
Great game.
And I opened up and the box was there. And then I opened up the box and there was no disc in there.
What?
And the buggers at game, I didn't put the disc in there.
Didn't you work there? You worked a game?
Yeah, well, not at the time. I was 12.
Okay, I didn't know. Sorry.
So what'd you do then?
I hit my mum.
Yeah.
I said, if you ever make a mistake like this again on the 25th of December, there will be hell to pay. And since then, we haven't had Christmas.
No, did you go and get a new one then?
Yeah, eventually. But you have to wait till like Boxing Day, which was the day after.
The whole day. Oh,
you have to wait all the way to Boxing Day.
Kian will understand.
I don't know what Boxing Day is.
What?
We have different. I have St. Stephen's Day.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That was going to be one of my questions, actually.
Yeah. What? You don't have Boxing Day?
No, I would assume St. Stephen's Day is the same thing, just a different name.
What is Boxing Day?
Why is it called Boxing Day?
Yeah, no, what?
What's St. Stephen's Day, Kian?
Yeah.
I don't know. Everyone just goes and gets drunk.
Oh, that's alright.
And sales begin.
That's all I kind of know.
I'd say it's the same thing, just different name.
I don't know.
What? I don't get pissed on Boxing Day.
Can someone let us know why it's called Boxing Day, please?
Say Stephen Day or Boxing Day. Let us know, guys.
Boxing Day really depresses me.
Why?
Because
you get play all your games.
No, listen, right. I've got some.
No, you listen.
No. I'm going to argue with you on air. That's never been done before.
No.
Me and you. Boxing Day to me, you have the shitty leftover food.
That's the best part of the whole dinner.
It's the best bit. Put it in a sandwich. Put it in a sandwich.
Guys. No, you have the shitty like bits of turkey and all the gristle you didn't eat the day before. You see the reserve family that didn't quite make the big day. Do you know what I mean?
Have they listened?
Oh yeah, we'll get our auntie twice removed. Yeah, you remember Joanna? No, I don't fucking remember Joanna. Yeah, she got you that spud gun when you was 12. Oh yeah, I remember Joanna. Yeah, right.
No,
okay.
On our Boxing Day or any Christmas Day, my dad makes from the bread maker some fresh rolls. We put the the leftover food in there. It's cracking stuff. It's cracking stuff. Fun for the family.
You could say it's crackling stuff.
Well, it's not crackling because that's pork.
It's the worst pun ever.
Doesn't even
stick
work.
It to him, Kian.
Kian, you can leave if.
I'll see you guys.
No, Kian, you stay, Jack.
Oh,
yeah.
This is about to be the Christmas special. And I don't feel special today. I don't even feel festive, but I do feel like I'm going to play a song right about now. Here's Andy Williams with It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Yeah.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. Parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time.
Lovely.
Cheer.
How lovely.
That was really lovely. Nice.
That was nice, wasn't it?
It's really nice.
It's the most. Go on, Will, you could probably do.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah. That's what you know, isn't it?
Cheer.
Talking of Christmas songs.
I like that.
You remember at the start of the show when I asked you guys if you would ever think about making one?
I yeah. do.
Have you given that any more thought?
I have. And I'd like to welcome you too.
It's the Christmas X Factor with special judges.
Oh.
With special judges, Kian Tomey and his lovely girlfriend, Emily. Please welcome them.
Welcome.
Hiya. Hiya.
Kian Tomey.
Emily.
Emily.
Kian. You're an X Factor.
You're good at that, Kian.
He's much better than
thanks.
You.
Do that again, Kian.
Do I have to do it again?
Yeah, one more.
Hello! Fuba!
So what do you mean, X Factor? I don't know nothing about this.
You do. You've prepared a song lovingly for this wonderful segment. And yeah. So have I, and so has Tom.
Oh, you've actually done a song.
Yeah, and Kian and Emily will be the joint judges on this.
Okay.
As we decide who has got the best song and could potentially reach that coveted Christmas number one spot.
Okay, so we play each song.
Yeah.
And
we get a bit of feedback.
After each song, we get a bit of feedback, yeah. And then we have a winner at the end.
And then we have a big, big old winner at the end.
Oh, God.
Thank you very much, Adam.
I don't just feel like we should just get feedback. I feel like we should be judged on certain fields. So.
Okay, what do you want to be? Let's get some criteria down.
Right, so we're going to have five different criteria, right? The catchiness. Catchiness.
Like that.
The festiveness.
Festive.
Yeah. The replay value.
Okay, so how many times would you listen to this again?
Replay value.
Yeah.
And the how funny it is.
Would you stay again? How clean was it?
Sure.
Did they provide a nice breakfast service? Yeah.
And
serve yourself.
No, we'll do four. That four, because I can't think of a fifth one.
There you go, Kian's already on the ball.
Oh, he's already written them down.
Way ahead of you guys. I'll take that one anyway.
Emily, can I just say you're looking absolutely gorgeous?
Thank you, Jack. You're so nice. Really nice.
Right, should we start with Jack's as well? Because some members of the public have got hand on a leaked copy of it. So
have what?
Got their hands on a leaked copy of...
It was a week before Christmas, and hope filled the air. Though Bleach Blonde Sod did not seem to care. A little ranter he was, not a glimmer in his eye. This is where the story starts. Oh, mince pie!
I can't stand this season, it's too fake and tacky. The baubles, the fairy lights, and Crimbo Dappy. A dead tree in your house, yeah, brilliant call. And who the hell said to put socks on the wall? December is dragging, the only way I'll get merry is six tins of lager in front of the telly. But within 30 minutes, I'm as sick as a bat. DeCampo's making trifle with a Bublé soundtrack. Christmas dinner 7 days prior, and that's not real, that's the Netflix fire. But I'm feeling jolly now, yeah, I've had a little think. Could it be Christmas spirit or the spirit in my drink? People wake up in the hope of seeing white. I couldn't care less, red shifter's alright. Yeah, it's hitting me now, just a little bit wavy. Pass me another rum, boy, keep the gravy.
Don't deck the horse with bells of holly.
What booze you got?
The ground.
There's no way I'm here to have a silent night. I'm on beer, eh, mate? Yeah, I'm doing all right. The drink's going down well as the light's going up. I'm stumbling through town now, I'm more than half cut. I turn a sharp corner, standing outside the local are all of my friends, but they don't seem too vocal. As I wobble over to join in the celebration, they all seem quite down, not an ounce of elation.
Don't deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Don't do that, it's cheap.
The gravel wine and get all jolly.
Come on, pass me another one.
You know you've messed up if you spend the season sober.
Loser.
What's Boxing Day if you ain't hungover? Don't deck the halls with boughs of holly.
What's the point?
Gravel wine and get all jolly.
Just give me the bottle.
You know.
Good night so far, but it's going awry for our stumbling, tumbling, beer-swilling guy. His chums don't care what he has to say. He's getting ignored, so he's off on his way.
With my glass unclinked and my crackers uncracked, I leave this sad lot and head back to the flat. I felt transparent, like I wasn't even there. Then at that exact moment, it all became clear. I remember last year, driving home from the pub, I took the same sharp corner and ended my luck.
With my face in the wheel, my reality's dawning. Christmas Day this year.
Live lounge.
Good morning.
And then I'm dead.
I'm dead.
Turns out he's dead all along. He was a ghost. He was a ghoul.
I'm dead.
I'm dead at the wheel.
Dead.
Okay, and what do you reckon of that?
It was very good.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you.
I watched it 6 times on YouTube.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
Oh,
I did.
Amazing. Thank you so much. What, Emily?
Yeah, it was all right.
What do you mean it was all right? What didn't you like?
What didn't I like?
Yeah.
Do we have time? Psych.
Oh.
I liked it.
Did you?
Yeah, it was good.
So what have you got any feedback for me?
Regards of what?
Did you feel festive listening to that?
Festive. Yeah. If I was the fucking Grinch. Banter.
Kian,
yes.
What did you feel festive?
I did. I felt festive. That warm feeling inside me.
It's catchy as well, isn't it?
Nice.
It wasn't. It was awful.
Emily, stop. Be nice. Be nice, please.
So, is that? Am I getting good feedback from that? Or
that's good. No. Emily, when Emily says that, it's good. Don't worry. She means well.
Should there be a mark out of 10 from each judge?
Yeah, give them.
But no, you can write it down.
All right,
Ravine at the end.
Mark me out of 10 and keep it to yourself. And
what, Kian and Emily?
Yeah.
All will be revealed at the end.
Okay, lovely stuff.
Now, little Willie, are we going to hear your little?
Yeah, well, I was inspired. Fortunately, I don't have a friend who has his own studio. I do have this equipment available to me, so I've given it my best shot. That's all I will say.
That's all I ask of you.
Thank you. And I've done Christmas Wrapping by The Waitresses, so and I've made my own version of it.
Okay, cool.
I'm looking forward to this.
Lounge.
I personally enjoyed that.
Thank you. I was just saying to Tom off air, the pitch of the backing track was just out of my range. You know what vocal talents I've possessed.
Yeah. I liked it. I think you started very strongly at the beginning.
Mm. The first 45 seconds.
Yeah.
No, I don't mean that.
I dehydrated from waiting at that.
I just find that you're probably going to get a low score for that just because there's a lot of in jokes.
Oh, which you wait for Tom's then?
Really?
Nah.
All right, getting a bit defensive. Sorry, mate, you put your riot shield down over there.
Emily, can you bear in mind that there was a lot of in-jokes which you would not have understood, so feel free to mark that down.
Yeah, I will.
Thank you so much. Kian, what do you think of that? Was that festive enough
for
you?
I liked it. I heard my name in it.
Yeah.
My name was in it, wasn't it?
But you didn't hear anything else?
No, I didn't understand anything else.
There was a few times I struggled to understand you, to be honest.
Yeah.
My cheeks were hurting from smiling.
Really?
So much. Yeah.
But is it just because you can imagine Will in here on his own doing that?
I think, I pictured that a bit.
I'd like to thank Adam because he did help me along the way.
Well, what an Adam.
Cheers, Adam.
You go, guy.
He's great.
Do you like him, Emily?
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
Wow! Yoda just turned up out of nowhere.
Mark Simpson.
Oh, yeah, true.
Me.
Tom, have you done a song?
I sure have, guys.
Go on.
I've done my very own take of Hallelujah.
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 Jack called me up to let me know he's been given his very own show. He asked me, would I join as his co-host? So off we went without a care. I couldn't believe when he swore on air. He said to loud, mate, we're on FUBAR. 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 Friday after Pain and Hugh, a flurry of internet chaos to you. We even have our own producer, William. We had Kraskal on, Howard and Cook. No one knows how long Tom's tales took. How much having Kian on meant to me.
Kian to me.
Here on FUBAR. Here on FUBAR. Here on FUBAR. Here on FUBAR. After a show, Jack spoke to me. Why the lack of profanity? He asked me why I hadn't cursed once. The next show I didn't hold back and linger. After all, we're giving radio the finger. Thought it out of fuck you, Jack. Fuck you, Jack. Fuck you, Jack. Fuck you, Jack. Fuck you, Jack.
Yeah. Tom good. Norris.
Yeah, that was me.
That was some
I
effort.
Like I feel like I put too much effort into it now.
No, I don't.
It paid off.
Thanks, man.
It really paid off.
I don't know if it did.
Shut up, Jack. It was beautiful.
What are you moaning at?
Well, you're just slagging me off.
I didn't slag you off.
Oh, well, Jack, the chorus was hurt. Fuck you, Jack.
Once
fuck you,
was.
Jack.
He didn't say that.
I could have been saying to any Jack. Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, stop being so self-centered.
Perhaps he was going, fuck! You, Jack.
Fuck you, Jack.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, really?
It's you, Jack.
No kidding.
Or Facebook, no the picture.
No kidding.
Get on the picture.
Serious?
Uh-huh.
Wow, I do feel the Christmas spirit now. Kian, what did you think?
I thought it was really good.
Yeah?
Because I don't like you. Aww. So
I thought it was really nice.
I just lost all my Christmas spirit.
Aww. Aww. I thought it was really, really nice because I think you're cute.
Oh,
you mean?
Spicy.
Kian, watch out, or she may run away with Nozha.
I know.
See you later, big boy.
I think it's time for the feedback then, really.
Yeah.
Have we got any feedback from the judges?
So the first song that you heard was Jackmate Christmas Spirit. We'll go to Emily first. Emily, what did you make out of that out of 10?
I just gave it a minus 12.
Minus 12, interesting.
Prick.
And wow. Kian, what did you make of that song?
I give it an 8.
An 8?
I liked it.
Oh,
I liked,
minus 4!
I liked the meaning of it. It was nice.
Thank you, I'll take that.
So Jack, you were happy with that before, weren't you?
Minus 4. I said minus 3 or... better, I'll be
anything around there. Yeah,
you're always saying that.
I am.
We'll turn to Emily now. I produced a song called Christmas Rapping. A few in jokes, maybe didn't go down well with the judges. What did you think, Emily?
I actually didn't rate it because I fell asleep because you bored me in the intro.
So what time's your flight, sorry? what marks out of that was 10?
Zero.
Zero.
Actually, minus 1 for that little remark.
Oh!
And Kian, what did you make of that?
I'll give it a nice 9.
Thank you.
Nine. Baller.
So I make myself out to be a positive 8.
That's nice.
And the final song, a very well written and produced piece by Tom Norris, otherwise known as Nozha.
Yep.
Emily, what were you starting with that?
10.
10. Oh, wow! Thanks, best 10 of the day!
Just like his looks.
Oh, Emily!
Just like his looks, I just heard that.
And
spicy.
Well, unless
I'm blushing.
Unless Kian gives minus 2 in this,
I don't give him
in this backwards quiz, this backwards format. Tom Norris will be X Factor champion. So, who?
I was singing on Jack's song as well.
Kian, you mug. The power is all in your hands.
I need this.
X Factor.
Who? It's today's winner.
Mordor.
The winner is...
Let Emily tell us.
Tom.
Yeah!
Tom won! He won the X Factor!
Oh my god!
What was Tom's final score?
It was 20. It was 20.
Well deserved.
Well played, Tom. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Fuck you, Jack.
Fuck you, Jack. Fuck you, Jack.
Jack. Fuck you, Jack.
Did he say fuck? Oh, it's Jack.
No. I've had enough, you know. Should we leave?
What?
Next week we've got the New Year's special, right? And then we've got a four week break or something like that. And yeah. I might not come back, guys.
Don't be that guy.
Fuck me. Fuck me, Jack, yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, Jack, do you know what?
What?
You're saying that?
Yeah.
I've got a little message for you for that.
No, I won't stay another day.
No, stay another day! I need this.
You know we've come too far now, just to go and try to throw it all away. Thought I heard you say you love me, that your love was gonna be here to stay. Just begun to know you. All I can say is, won't you stay just one more day? Touch your face while you are sleeping, and hold your hand, don't understand what's going on. Good times we had return to haunt me, though it's for you, all that I do seems to be wrong. Say it's the final kiss.
Yes, 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 yes. Fubar Radio, strongest fucking radio on the strip with myself, Keen Timmy, and friends. Get yourself a head fucker while you're down here, and don't forget to boogie on the dance floor. Shout out to all the girls who are down here in London tonight celebrating the hen party.
That's amazing.
I'm out of breath.
Oh, that was so good. So good.
That hurts so
much. Anyone been on a lad's holiday?
Oh, the music club was really awkward.
Have you been on a lad's holiday?
Yeah, I've been on one. Have you?
Have you actually?
Yeah.
I've been on lad's holidays.
Have you?
Yes.
What was that like?
It was good. I went to Malia and then went to Kavos and then went to Greece. Great times.
I've been to Malia and Kavos.
Have you?
When did you go?
Mali.
2 years ago. I bungee jumped naked because you get it for free if it's naked, and they put a harness over your little wheelie leg. So I was like, fuck that, I'll do it anyway. So I got it for free, and then I was so drunk I didn't realise that I was at a Hardwell concert.
He was at a what?
Hardwell. Hardwell.
What's that?
It's a DJ.
Are you serious?
Uh-oh, we're nerds, we don't know.
We just dropped a bollock.
Oh, I get you, mate.
Sorry.
Not know your DJs, mate.
I still don't know.
Your fucking DJs, man.
Fatboy Slim, we know him, don't we, Jack? Praise you like shit. I gotta praise
you like shit. 45.
So, Kian, let's talk about you for a bit.
Go on, then.
Because I know we interviewed you. You called in the show.
Oh, I did. I actually completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
I did.
And now the
I'm in the flesh.
Person. So let's delve into a bit more.
Dive in, bruv.
More so like the negative stuff than the positive stuff, because we know you're smashing it. You're getting all these views, all these likes, and you're just doing very well for yourself.
Oh, thank you.
Is there anybody online that you're not particularly fond of? Because I'm very vocal in who I.
I think you know I am very vocal as well.
Go on then. Let's chat.
I don't know who we're going to talk about. I think we should. Who am I going to rant about first?
I'll say a name.
Go on.
All right. Let me just compute it. Sam Pepper.
Oh, Sam Pepper.
Where to start?
Great choice there.
We were speaking about him last week.
Sam fucking Pepper.
Yeah. No. I don't. What do you reckon, Will?
Cunt.
Oh. Straight out.
Judith, if you're listening, I am so sorry about your son.
No, I'm not.
Mother of God.
What do you mean?
What? He is.
He is.
Yeah, but we're live on air.
We're live on FUBAR.
FUBAR. Next one, please.
I thought you two were talking about it, not me.
No, we summed him up in one word.
All right.
Yeah, that was pretty much. Yeah, that was good.
Right.
Ben Phillips.
Oh, what do you reckon of Ben?
Nice chap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you met him?
No, not in person. I've talked to him a few times.
Oh, is he? What does he actually seem all right?
Seems all right. Yeah.
I just don't get the. I just don't get
seems.
The, seems. I just don't get the whole prank thing, Tom. I know we heard on the show last week you dislike him quite a bit, don't you?
I don't understand how people can think they're real, and if they know they're not real, how they can enjoy them.
Here's a question that we've not gone over. Do we think there's any longevity in Ben's career?
He needs to do something different.
But he's getting so many followers, so many views. TV stations want him all over the place.
Well, and now that Elliot's got a bloody career out of it, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I can imagine, I could see, if BBC Three wasn't dead in the water.
Kian's got some information.
Elliot's asleep. Oh. Wait, shh. Elliot's asleep. Let's pick him up by a crane. Hang him over the river.
Let's strangle him till he can't breathe.
Ben! Why are you recording? Ben, you do this every day, and I never clock on.
Ben, I'm playing the accordion. Ben, record this.
Elliot, you see that wire there? Go and lick it. Go and lick it. I won't turn it on when you do it. Okay, Ben. Oh, Ben. Got ya. Pranked, punked, murked.
What about Alfie Days? He's one of
them. Nala! Sorry,
White Cap Guys.
I think Alfie doesn't matter if he has a career anymore, because I think he's made all his money. And
by manipulating 13-year-old girls to buy pretty much everything.
Pretty much.
Buy my new pencil case.
Did you see he had an advent calendar come out?
Oh no.
Yeah. And an actual calendar. Every month there's a lovely picture of Alfie Day and Joella Shug and Nyla the Pug.
Buy my Alfie Day shoelaces.
Buy my Alfie Day toothbrush.
It changed my intro every time you stroke your teeth.
If you brush your molars, it says, "What's up, guys?" If you brush your incisors, it says,
"Buy my Alfie Day's fleece."
What? You just wanted a bit of input, didn't you?
Yeah.
Nala!
Nala!
What, who's this, Kian? Hello. No, no.
Hello.
Hello.
Keaton's got it spot on.
Hello.
Marky Bat-Bat.
Marky Bat-Bat spin another Mr. track.
What do you think of him, King? Because he's kind of like gone off the boil a
I'll be
bit.
Honest, I like Marcus Butler because he curses.
Yeah.
I just like him. He's himself
does he,
in
does
videos.
He swear?
Yeah. He's does himself he? In his videos. I like Marcus.
What is Marcus still about? Is he still doing
Yeah, he still does videos.
But he's he just doesn't make videos with any other guys anymore.
Yeah, he does.
Does he?
Maybe he has a bit of sense.
He did. I saw one the other day with Alfie Days and Jim Chapman. That was only about a month ago.
Oh, what, just a vlog or a main channel?
No, a main channel video.
I don't know why I get arm. I
Jack,
don't give a shit.
Jack, yeah. Who's the guy that you showed me and I enjoyed?
It's a me, Mario.
Yes.
Or Spencer FC.
No, it's me, Mario.
What? No.
Have you seen him, Keane?
No, I've never heard of him.
That's something you should check out. That's a very, very good YouTuber. He is my number one of YouTubers. It's a me, Mario. Have you heard of Spencer Owen?
No.
You've not heard of Spencer?
No, I'm not good at YouTubers unless they're dickheads.
Blimey.
Well, when we interviewed last time, King, you were kind of, I think you were quite newly onto YouTube, weren't you?
I kind of got into YouTube like 4 or 5 months ago. So.
Yeah, so how's it been for that? Has it been much different kind of content? Is it harder to do than it is for the Facebook?
It's not necessarily harder, it's just it takes up a lot more time. I'm sure Jack knows, like, but Facebook is a lot more mental/negative and YouTube is a lot more productive and positive, so... I like YouTube. I don't know if I prefer it to Facebook, but I like them just as much as each other.
That's cool.
How many subscribers are you on now on YouTube?
I think I'm on 180,000 maybe.
How long have you been doing it?
5-6 months.
Oh, that's okay. I've been doing it 3 years and got less than that. It's fine.
Do I have more than you?
I honestly do.
Let's not collab anymore. I don't need it.
Oh, mate. I'm really good. Really good. Oh, I think that can wrap up our little...
Hang on. What about Zoella, though? We never got around to her.
Do you know what? I don't mind her.
Can you?
I don't mind her just because I genuinely think she was probably one of the first girls that did that kind of video.
Yeah, but I know people that know her and she's like just total... She's not nice, apparently.
She's not? She's a cunt then.
Zoella, can I put that on the website? Zoella is a cunt.
Jack Mate says Zoella is a cunt.
Oh,
right.
Come on, guys.
Oh, my God.
But her dog's bloody lovely.
Okay, let's put that in.
Subheading.
Yeah. Make sure you put that in.
Zoella can. Nala, not so bad.
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
Right. What about Jim Chapman?
Do you know what? He's from my town.
I like Jim.
Yeah, he's alright.
I like Jim.
I've met him and I chatted to him a bit and he seemed actually alright.
Is he as nice as he comes across in the videos?
He's just seemed fine. Seemed absolutely fine. I've got a funny story about Jim Chapman, though.
Go on.
Me and my girlfriend was at... Radio 1's big weekend, which was in Norwich this year, and Jim Chapman did not mean to be arrogant, right? So he's not, don't take this the wrong way, but the way he came across was very, very arrogant, but accidentally, right? So my girlfriend was with her friend Stephen, and Stephen was like, he's a bit of a YouTube fanboy, bless him, and he was like, oh, I'm going to go and ask Jim Chapman for a picture. I was like, yeah, that's fine. And then as Fiona was walking over there, I was like, Fiona, you're not going to ask him for a picture? She's like, no. And he came over, and Stephen was like, oh, Jim, can I have a picture? Yeah, no problem. And he had the picture. And then he just looked at Fiona and went, come on. Like, just assumed she was going to want a picture. So she sort of just went over a bit awkward and had a picture with him. And, yeah, it was a bit weird. It was a bit weird.
Did he not recognise you?
Yeah, we stood far apart because I didn't think he'd like me because of the whole... he probably doesn't, but because of the whole Alfie Days thing. We stood apart and I was just letting them have their pictures. And then we caught eyes and he went, oh, hello, mate, I didn't see you there. You all right? And that's when I'm a little bit awkward, kind of like... And I went... oh, you're getting swamped for photos today. And he went, oh, yeah, it's well annoying.
Well,
yeah.
What?
Bless him. It probably was annoying.
Probably was. I can imagine it'd be very annoying.
Yeah.
You get swamped all the time.
So constantly. Oh, my God. I mean, it's really hard to manage my 310 followers on Twitter. Literally.
Oh,
the couple retweets I get.
310? You had 250.
Yeah, some guy gave me a shout out the other day. And then I got a few more followers. Okay, and then Keaton promised me you'll do it after the show as well. Keaton!
There's one for you.
Go on.
PewDiePie.
I really like him.
I like him.
Yeah, I think he's really cool.
Ooh.
Why do you think he's so cool? Why do you think he's so bloody cool?
The amount of effort he puts in.
I'll tell you what so I don't like about him. I did really like him. I thought, yeah, he's earned a shit ton of money. He turns down brand deals. He doesn't really do brand deals. I thought, yeah, I like this guy. And then I went into Urban Outfitters the other day and saw his book there. So I thought, oh, he's fair play. He's got a book like every YouTuber has. And I looked through it and it's the shit. It's just pictures of him.
pictures of
it's
him.
It's like that pointless book, isn't it?
It was that. It was that. And I thought, he's lowered himself to this. He wants to sell a book when he's earning like 350k a month. He's earning more than Wayne Rooney.
Jack, if you had a book, what would be in your book?
I would do 25 written rants.
And would there be lots of pictures of you?
No, there'd just
would
be
loads. Would there be lots of pictures of you?
No, there'd be loads of little grumbles.
How many pictures of you would there actually be?
I would not put one picture of me in there.
I object! You're badgering the witness. The witness is a badger. Let's go to a song.
Here's the lovely, lovely Mariah Carey. And she's about to tell us exactly what she wants for Christmas.
Jack's grumble book.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come.
Thank you.
I love
wish,
you too.
I wish you could be wrapped up. I always wanted a little Willy for Christmas.
That's dirty. I have my own pen.
Oi, Emily.
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're getting on my nerves a bit.
Why?
Well, you rated me minus 10 on the thing. 12, minus 12.
And?
Fucking bitch.
Might be like Hey Arnold when Helga Pataki's really mean to Hey Arnold.
Should we do the quiz, Will?
Hey, well, I'm not in charge. There's a big fella in time.
Oh, wait a second. Something's coming down the chimney that's not in the office.
Ho, ho, ho.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Oh, shut up.
Are you right, Santa?
Yes, you?
Yeah.
How are you? You look very poorly.
Can I just,
poorly.
Yeah.
You look poorly.
Can I just ask you a question?
Sure you can, sir.
Are you a little bit gutted that this year...
Pardon?
Are you a little bit gutted that this year Krampus has got his own movie out?
Oh, say the word properly and maybe I'll be able to understand you, son.
Krampus?
Crumpets. I love crumpets. You know I do.
You know I do? He went Joe Blackburn.
No, I didn't. Shush. Oh, you're naughty. You're the naughtiest.
Well, no. Oh, you've got a Krampus who's got his own movie.
I appreciate Krampus. He's my dirty little brother. But, you know, he does what he wants, you know.
Oh, why are you here at FUBAR today?
I'm here because, you know, it's not a busy time for me making all these toys. I thought, why not come here and say a little Christmas quiz?
Okay. Who's what, me v. Kian?
You versus Kian, yes. And okay. I brought my little cretin of a boy with me. Come here, Nick Claus.
Hello?
Your voice sounds very familiar.
Hello?
There you go, that's something different.
Nick Claus!
Can you just stand, be quiet?
Sorry. Is there going to be 10 questions in this?
There's going to be...
10
questions. Thank you, Nick. Nick
guys,
the questions me.
If you're bored and at home, why don't you play along?
Play along with this quiz, guys.
Tweet in with a hashtag.
No, don't tweet in. Go on your notes and do 1 to 10.
This better not be rigged.
And then print screen it, then tweet it in. That was a pirate.
You do sound a bit evil.
No, I don't, you naughty little sod.
Stop calling me naughty, it's getting weird.
Lewis, look at me.
Shall we get on with the fucking quiz?
Okay.
Fuck off.
Question number 1.
Santa on the shoulder.
Sorry?
Fuck off.
Okay. Do you want to hear the quiz or not? Okay, question number 1.
Sorry for answering.
Question number 1. Who wrote The Grinch Stole Christmas? Who wrote it?
Do we answer or just write them down?
You write it down, please.
I got this.
Tim Allen. What laugh? What
I like the joke.
Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah. Question number 2. I regret doing this voice already. Question number 2. What is the name of the cake traditionally eaten in Italy at Christmas? Traditionally eaten cake in Italy at Christmas.
Did your Sardinian friend help you write this?
No, I didn't write it. It was actually my little boy over there, Elfie Nick.
Pardon? Pardon?
Don't sound so worried, Nick.
Stop hitting me.
I don't hit you, Nick.
You do.
All right,
question number 3. In the song The 12 Days of Christmas, my true love brought to me 9 what? 9 what?
10. 9.
Easy.
You ready, guys? Question number 4.
Ooh.
How many points does a snowflake have?
4.
It's a personal one of my favourites.
But every snowflake's different.
Well, they look different inside, Jack, but when you look closely, the points are all there. On the black pearl.
Do you need a Lemsip?
Oh, I wouldn't mind after that. Just a glass of milk would be great.
Santa, how do you do every house in one night?
Oh, it's a bloody pain in my arse, I tell you that much. But I clone myself. I've been doing cloning many years.
Have you?
Yes.
Why has that not gone down in folklore?
Well, my nickname used to be Dolly, and I've got, you know, a fluffy beard, so Dolly this year, it's not going to work as a joke, so I'll stop there, and I'll go to the next one. Question number 5. Name the original 8 reindeer from the... Yes.
I think it... Go on.
God. Yes, from the... Twas the Night Before Christmas poem.
8. That's mental.
I will give you a point per one, I guess. Okay. Should I do that, little Nick Elf?
Maybe the one who
Nick
gets
Elf.
The one who gets the most points. The one who gets the most reindeer.
Yes!
And which I so adore.
Yes, you do. You're really friendly with those reindeer. You give them a good rub, don't you?
Kian, how many the reindeers do you think you've got?
All of them.
Oh!
I think we've got ourselves a very good boy in the corner there.
Am I a good boy, Dad?
Shut up. You'll get the belt. question number six, Snortypus over there. Question number six. What are the names of the three wise men? Jesus Christ, that's difficult.
Oh, for God.
The name of the three wise men who were sent to bring gifts to the baby Jesus in the dirty little stable where he was born.
I didn't know this was fucking school.
I guess you could say Jesus was born under stable conditions.
No, he was born in a stable condition. That was the joke.
He's a really fucking bad joke, man, isn't he?
Pardon?
What?
You stay there.
Yes, I am. I've been hit.
Face the wall. Then just be yourself. Now, question number seven. What colour are the berries of the mistletoe plant?
Oh, that's hard.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's well
what,
hard.
I said, what colour was the berries of the mistletoe plant?
Don't get him cocky, Jack.
Nah.
Poisonous, don't eat that, but feel free to have a song underneath it. Someone that consents.
Okay, I've done that.
Question number eight. Which Christmas condiment is made from fruit, sometimes referred to as marshworts?
Marshworts?
Apparently so.
What?
Marshworts.
What Christmas condiment is made from fruit and is sometimes referred to as marshworts?
Just think about it logically. Think about it logically.
Oh, it sounds like you're growing older. Oh,
I think I'm mean,
like Benjamin Button all of a sudden.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like some buttons for Christmas.
Question number nine.
Why would you want buttons for Christmas?
Because I don't get to eat for half.
Can we get on to question nine?
Yes,
this
question
is tense, and I fucking want to win.
In what country? Is the world's seventh largest by geographical area? Is Christmas known as...
Read the question, Santa,
it's
you prick.
It's not written properly. It's written terribly. Give me 1 second.
Sorry,
would you like
listeners.
Me to read
where
it?
Where in Christmas? What is
Santa's an asshole?
In what country is Butterding?
Santa's an asshole.
Name for Christmas.
Why are you being such a prick for Santa?
I can't read this stuff.
What's the word for Christmas?
Butterding.
In which country is the word Butterding the word for Christmas?
Correct. This man's got some sense.
And also, it's the seventh largest geographical area. That's a little bit of a. Clue.
Oh, as if we're going to go... Oh, the seventh largest. Yeah, got that, Santa. Yeah.
Don't be ungrateful. You naughty boy.
So naughty.
Oh, you're on one of my lists.
Oh, God. You're on a list, aren't you, Santa?
Oh, no, shush. Hey, I didn't do anything.
Allegedly.
Shut your mouth, man.
I just laid there.
What? No. Don't tell Mrs. Claus anything. Question number 10. This is the final question, ladies and gentlemen, kids and stuff.
And Kian.
And Emily. In the UK, it is traditionally believed that eating a what each day of the 12 days of Christmas brings happiness the following year.
Well, that's unfair, because I'm fucking Irish.
I'll give you options. There's either sausage, mince pie, carrot, or turkey drumstick.
Oh dear.
Ding ding ding, I'm finished.
And you're all done, are you?
Ding dong.
I'll carry on.
Yeah, that's it. That's the 10 questions.
I want more.
Do we submit them to the judges?
You can swap questions, or do we trust you? You guys, you're not going to cheat, not in front of Santa Claus.
No, I'm already on the naughty list, so what have I got to lose?
Oh, you'll lose your front teeth.
Jumps up, little prick.
Hello. Well, let's go through the questions and the answers.
All right, can we have the answers to number four first, please?
No.
Okay.
What are you mixing it up for? Jack, and play by the rules.
Okay. Who wrote How the Grinch
ding, ding,
Stole
ding.
Christmas?
Go on, Kian.
Dr. Seuss.
Yes. Correct, Amendo.
I put Dr. Seuss.
Kian, up one.
Jack Dean, one.
What is the cake traditionally eaten in Italy at Christmas?
What is eat the cake?
What cake is traditionally eaten?
Battenberg.
No.
Battenberg?
What?
You having a laugh?
Kian.
I said Christmas lasagna.
No. Close. Not really at all. Panettone.
That sounds like a pasta dish.
Yeah.
Panettone is a very tall old cake. It's a bit stale. And it's very delicious. I very highly recommend it. Apparently Paolo Di Canio has one every year. Just because he's purely Italian. Question number three. In the song The 12 Days of Christmas, Matilda brought to me on the ninth day, what was
it? 9 gold rings.
No.
Geese. Geese.
Oh, did I get it wrong? I'm so confident.
It's ladies dancing.
10
dancing
gold
the
rings.
Night away.
5 gold
Oh, it is
rings.
5.
5 and another 3 French engines.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes.
Whatever.
Number four.
Whatever, bruv.
How many points on a snowflake?
That's obvious, mate.
What is it?
Eight.
No.
Six.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, pull up, pull up.
Kian's in the lead.
I'm giving myself a tick for that.
You can't give yourself a tick, Jack.
Nick is just...
Kian won't understand this. Jack gets like this all the time. The toys will be out the pram and he won't admit defeat.
He's going to throw his toys like a little bitch.
Yeah.
Genuinely
I want to win.
That's exactly it.
You ticked everything. You haven't even ticked everything.
He's ticking everything.
Santa, you're getting a bit...
You naughty, naughty boy.
When I'm going to win... I win instantly because I got all these. All
question
the reindeers.
Question number five. It's the reindeers. Okay.
Go on, Jack.
Comet.
No, I didn't get that. Did you get that, Kian?
I got Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen.
Wow.
Boom.
100%.
I got Donner, Blitzen, Rudolph, Dancer, Prancer, Deary.
Rudolph's not on it.
Rudolph's not even in it, bruv.
That's why I didn't put him.
In
and
it.
And then I put...
Dasher and
I have to look
Dancer,
over your question.
I got 1, 2. I got 5.
You did not.
I did. I got
stop
Donna
lying.
Donner, Blitzen, Dancer.
Nah, you just
Prancer.
Added them in.
I did.
We should have swapped.
I got 4.
I ain't one to win.
He put Krampus as one of the answers.
I got 4.
Number 6.
Dumb fuck.
Yeah.
The names of the three kings.
Go on.
This is going to be hard.
I didn't get a single one.
One's Casper. The other one is
Casper Lee.
Melchior. And the other one is Balthasar.
Oh, got all three.
Balthasar!
No, you didn't, no,
ding,
you didn't, Jack.
Ding, ding.
I travelled all the way from the Emerald Isle to lose this.
He got nothing.
I put T-Bone, Rizzleman, and Brother Dog.
Brother Dog.
Give the man a point.
No.
Thank you, Will.
What colour is the berries on a mistletoe, Jack?
Red.
Red!
Red.
They're white.
Shut your mouth.
They're white.
They're not, they're red.
They're white.
I don't believe you.
White.
I don't believe you.
Someone tweeted in a white mistletoe berry.
If anyone's.
Oh, I said white, actually. I got it wrong. I read it wrong.
Did you bollocks?
No, I said white. Don't worry about me.
Oh, God.
Don't worry about me. I'm fine.
What is?
The next answer there.
Question number 8. Which Christmas condiment is also referred to as marshwort?
What did you put, canned?
Cranberry sauce.
Is that right, Will?
It's right.
Yes.
Well done. I actually did put cranberry.
You're answering the next one. I don't trust you.
I actually did put cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
Country is Christmas also known as Budadin?
I guess this completely.
What did you put?
No, you go first.
I put Indian.
I put Indian as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
I legit put India. I'm so proud of myself. Yes.
My brother. Right. Okay. What is good luck to be eaten every day of the 12 days of Christmas?
Mince pie.
What are you going for,
carrots.
Sir?
Carrots.
It's mint pie.
Yes.
It wasn't even an option.
And the winner is Kian Toomey.
Kian Toomey, Merry Christmas. You've won my quiz.
No, let's work it out.
Oh, come on. You've lost and you know you've
shut
lost.
Shut up, Jack.
Shut up, blood.
Shut up, Jack. Fucking murky.
You're always bullying me.
Okay. And you know what? I'm going to have to go now. But I'm... What's
yeah, go on. Fuck off,
Nick,
Santa.
Sorry. You're very
Santa.
Much...
We've actually had someone tweet in their answer. So big shout out to Max Chadwick at The Only Max.
Yes,
Max Chadwick.
Thank you.
He got all the kings. So, Kian, can you give him a big shout out, please?
Shout out to Max for getting them right. Even though he probably Googled them, like.
Yeah.
I'm here in a tent studio, you know, and he's there with the comfort of the internet.
Yeah.
Very true. Okay.
Bye, Santa.
I'm off.
Bye, Santa.
Thanks for having me.
Bye, Santa.
I want to listen to a bit of Wham on the way back to Mrs. Claus.
Piss.
Distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby.
Oh, Stanley's just gone, hasn't it? I've just missed him, but yeah. There's still some sparkly glitter in the air.
I do feel festive, even though you lot keep bullying me. I do feel very festive.
He keep bullying you.
He was.
No, you know what? I felt 2 weeks ago.
Stanley's. Fuck you, Jack.
Fuck you, Jack. Fuck you, Jack.
All right, mate.
We know you want to be in a band, but don't use this as a time to fucking audition.
Nine Horan in the studio, everyone.
Can I press the button, Will?
Go on, then.
All right, press.
What will he want? Oh, when I'm asking you things and you're telling me, what will he want?
I don't know why you've pressed that one.
Oh, did I press the wrong button?
I've actually done an Xmas-themed one.
Oh, have you?
Yes, I have. Ready?
Oh, very.
What does Will he want for Christmas?
E45. Okay, that's that one, then. So what do I want for this Christmas, gentlemen?
Yo.
When I get home back to Worcestershire, I'll be tucking into some food. So what do you think the best food is that I enjoy? What do I like to munch on?
Thomas, what does Will like to munch on?
Why don't you go first for this?
Okay, well, I'm going to go for...
And Kian join in as well.
Hey.
I think one of the most fundamental things and most enjoyable things on the Christmas table is the pigs in blankets.
Mm. Can I stop you for a minute?
Ooh.
I don't understand the term pigs in blankets.
It's the little sausages wrapped in bacon.
Ah.
Have you seen them?
Kind of.
I can't even
see in Ireland. We're very backwards. Very backwards in Ireland.
Yeah. Maybe you're forwards. Maybe just pigs about in blankets mashed. Are very inhumane and you're actually quite forward.
Well, they kind of... imagine that if it was a human form. So it'd be a human... wrapped in its own skin. Yeah. Not wrapped in its own skin, but like it's meat cooked in that. It's not really nice. Pigs and blankets are all cozy. No, they've been killed and you eat.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a bit, but forget that, because it's tasty. It's the first thing, when it's in the middle of a table, everyone's helping themselves. That's the first thing to go.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
You're blessed if you have those the next day for the cold lunch. And you put them in, imagine that in your sandwich. It makes it.
Yeah.
It's making your sandwich. I just think it's one of those weird things which Christmas does, where it brings up certain things where you only have it once a year. Because like that's a perfect thing to have. Why not that be a whole year thing?
Yeah.
I'm glad Will's listening to it because he needs to make the judgment.
I'm just making notes on it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Do you know what I find? I only have at Christmas for no reason.
What?
J2Os.
Oh, that's same here!
What?
I get them in by the bucket load,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
They have special deals. I think that's special deals, really, isn't it? But I know that. So I remember one year I went to a New Year's party and I went to two different parties and I went to one and my friends pissed me off, so I went to see my other mates. And I got there and it kind of quieted down and I was sitting there. They're a bit older than me. And there's a pack of like four J2Os and I kind of just try and show off. I downed like three in a row.
Oh my god.
Such a fucking lad.
Oh.
Three soft drinks.
Nice.
But I bet you quickly.
There's like heartburn in a bottle.
What do you think?
It's disgusting. I die after every bottle.
So what's your after every bottle? So what
after every one. They're addicting, sure. They're so fruity.
They're so fruity.
Fruity and delightful.
That's my thing. I think pigs in blankets, because it makes the sandwich, it makes the meal, and it with a bit of bread sauce in that, in the sandwich, bread sauce in the sandwich, it's lovely.
Okay.
That's mine.
Okay, you going for that then, Will?
Kian, what are you going for?
Stuffing. It's an obvious one.
Jack hasn't done it yet. That's how much you're listening. Jack, do you want to...
Yeah, try and listen to this one, Will, because it's quite good.
Yeah, go on, mate.
I've actually written mine like presidential speeches once again. I've actually put the effort in. And I will be reading it from a script. So, Willie, I don't want to shoot myself in the foot by offending the judge early doors, but I wouldn't assume you've had a 5-bird roast. I wouldn't assume that.
Should have seen Tuesday night, mate.
Have you?
That's a dapper joke.
Well, wait there, because
that's a really bad joke. Really bad joke you made there. Karen joke.
Sorry, Tom. No one was asking for your input. Sorry, Emre. Just remember, I'm judging the competition. So if you want my shutting the fuck up, we'll get on with Jack's answer.
I wouldn't have thought you... I wouldn't have thought you've ever had it, purely as it's quite pricey and it's the meal of kings, right? I'm not saying you couldn't afford one, but... No, I am, to be fair. I'm saying you couldn't afford one. Which is why you need to pick a 5-bird roast. Tom's pigs and blankets are lovely, yeah, but are they morally correct? No. Should we be bringing up children thinking that it's the most magical time of year, but then we're going to kill an animal and wrap it up in its own skin? No, it's inhumane, right? Even Tom said that, yeah? I'm not saying it's wrong to eat animals, but because I've picked 5 of them, right? But I'm just saying it's wrong to wrap an animal up in its own skin and eat it, right?
Different animal, different skin.
And Will, right?
Yeah.
Imagine this, a duck. inside a chicken, inside a pheasant, inside a turkey, stuffed all inside a goose. What more could you want? Do you know what I mean? It even sounds majestic, a five-bird roast. And I know how much you love Tinder, so don't even try and tell me for 1 minute that you don't like the sound of a five-bird roast. That's like already double your entire date in history.
That sounds like a similar thing to Will said.
Yeah. But mine was pre-written. So Will's fucked it for both of us, really, because he didn't listen to yours, and he fucked my joke.
I did listen to everyone.
So, what a dickhead.
Yeah, Kian,
talk about your stuffing, mate.
I don't know what to say now after that.
Kian wins. First round to Kian.
Stuffing. Woo!
You
mug.
Rigged.
You mug.
We're moving on now
a cracker combo. Yeah. We're going to go through what hat you'd have, what toy you'd have, and what joke you'd have. Tom, start us off.
Maybe you could start if I start the other one off.
I'll start with the hat then, right? Now, I didn't quite get the memo, right? I didn't realise in this theoretical question we could put anything in, right?
It's Christmas, baby. We'll make your own cracker. Dream big, girl.
I just thought we had to pick our favourite hat we'd ever got out of a cracker. So I'm going to say...
Because it'll be interesting to hear that.
Will, as I was saying earlier, right, you deserve to be a king, even if just for today, right? You work so bloody hard all year round on this show, bringing the listeners great content 24/7. Why not mark that work off with a crown, a gold crown? I mean, you don't often wear crowns, but I think it'll bring out your eyes, sir. Pick a gold crown.
Oh, thank you, mate.
It's all right.
Tom Nozzer.
I'm glad you're listening.
I was saying in mine, for the crackers, there's going to be a bit of a cracker roulette in this, and there's going to be a case of... It's going to be a case of cracker roulette, and you don't know exactly what's in the cracker. So if you get Santa's hat, you're the boss for the day.
Oh, okay.
If you're a little elf hat, you got to be, you know, you got
bitch.
Yeah, a little bitch. But then if you're Krampus, you can be a dick all day. You can just kick people in the ribs. You can do a little crud in the corner. No one cares. You can do anything you want, baby.
Who says crud?
You're Krampus. Have a good day.
Have you been Krampus for the past?
I've been Krampus all year.
What one are you going for? Are you going for the hat roulette, or are you going to go for my gold crown?
What about Kian? Oh, it's Christmas. Share, Jack. Yeah, share your toys.
Why are you being mean?
Shut up.
You fucking prick. Fucking sick of you now, bruv.
Oh, go on, Kian. What hat would you have out of a cracker? What a fucking shit question.
not shit if you think.
Kian, what hat would you have if you?
I don't know what hat I'd have.
What would you have in a cracker? If you could have anything.
Well, I like the jokes. No. I don't know about the hats.
Okay, we'll come back to that then.
Back to me about that.
So
I'm going to go for Tom's cracker roulette because I think that's a nice idea that could be taken on by maybe some restaurant change. Maybe you get your chicken roulette, maybe you get your cracker roulette as well at the Christmas time.
Mugs.
Thank you very much, William. Thank you very much.
Okay, this is what I'd have for a toy, right? Okay. And again, I didn't get the memo. I didn't think you could put any fucking toy in. I thought you had to pick a toy that you'd gotten from a cracker. So
the bear's really excited.
Will, life's short, mate, yeah? Some people take the long, safe road to the end, some people don't, right? People much like myself and your lovely self, we take the fast, dangerous, but all round enthralling road, don't we? Yeah? We grabs life deck of cards and we say, F you, life! We're dealing our own cards today.
Fuck you, life.
Yeah, that's exactly what we say to life. We're risk takers, Will, yeah? Believers! Gamblers! And that's why I don't think any cracker toy would be good enough for you and I, except the dice. Six sides of equal measure. Will you get the top six or the bottom one? Who knows? But do you know why people like me and you are successful, Will?
I don't know, mate.
Because we're not afraid to go today, tomorrow and next week. We're not afraid to roll the dice.
How is each
side, that is.
How is each side equal to the dice? You said that each side's equal.
Tom, why have you got to pick up
each
on all
side
the
on a dice is the same size?
Tom, stop ruining this, will you?
The numbers on
just
each side.
Have his moment.
Yeah, not the numbers aren't equal, but each side is the size of it is equal.
Kian, will you have a word with Tom? Because he's like this every week.
Yeah, he's a mug.
He's not listening to us.
Go on, what toy would you have?
All right, well,
go on, you prick.
Now,
read it.
Now it's been marred.
What do you have?
FIFA. No, FIFA.
FIFA with the coins. I couldn't think of it. I don't play FIFA.
You know, you get the fish, the little red fish. You put in your hand and it wags his tail.
That's
and
the biggest lot of bullshit ever.
I know, but it's not that. It's not that. It's better than that. You get that one. It's just like, oh, my tail's wagging. You're fickle. That's one of the things it says. My idea is, you know that the fish you have in the wall. You press the button and it sings a song.
Yeah.
It's like it's more like that, and you put it in your hand, and rather than just being like, "Oh, the tail wags," it turns around and goes, "You're fickle. You're nothing." It's just a rude fish.
Like Shia LaBeouf, like. And he's, do more!
Kind of like
just
that.
Just do it.
A fish and a cracker. It's not really that. Kind of.
You got anything better than that?
Not really, no. I was just thinking about alphabet stencils.
Alright.
That's what I have. That's my input, guys.
FUBAR Radio.
Judgmental fish, a dice, an alphabet stencil.
I'll go with Jack's choice.
I deserve that. Now for this one, we are going to tell you a cracker joke each.
Are we?
And whichever one makes you laugh the most.
All right, I'll do natural reaction. Okay. Ready? I'll turn this bed off.
Tom, you can go first.
Ready? Right, I'm going to do it. I won't. Shall I look at you? Or?
Is yours made up?
Yeah. I got mine out of a cracker.
Ah, okay, mine's made up.
Right, and ready? I'm going to close my eyes. Cause
okay, so what happens when you stroke the head of an ice sculpture called Will?
Jack, what's your...
Snowflakes! Of skin. Bye.
You not only let yourself down there.
You've let the team down.
Yeah.
You let the team down. Will,
Jack.
I don't like to be nasty to you at any point. I think you're a great producer. Fuck. So I'm going to go for... why are there never any headaches in the jungle?
I don't know, Jack.
Because the parrot set them all. Do you get it, Kian?
Yeah, I get it. I do, it gets sort of a headache personally.
Oh, you get it.
Now, do you want a Christmas related joke or do you want a general one from a Christmas cracker?
Anyone.
Both!
What do you do if you come across a tiger in the jungle?
Run.
You wipe it off and apologise.
What's it?
Yeah. Semen. Yeah?
Jack doesn't get it.
You come across him.
Semen. I don't know what you mean.
What does Miley Cyrus eat for Christmas?
Come.
Twerky. Because she twerks, but turkey's a delicacy during Christmas time.
Kian Tony wins that round!
Oh, Kian wins it, the whole thing then, doesn't he?
We got a best. What am I?
I'm Will's princess.
Certainly are, my sweet, sweet lover.
Sweet, sweet lover. Oh, we're going to finally on Will Willy One. Yeah, we've got a Christmas song.
Movie.
Dickhead.
Control, Alt, Delete.
Thank you. So I will start this one, and let's not fuck about here, right? The Grinch. You can't beat it. Do I really need to go into why The Grinch is the best Christmas movie
How
of all time?
Predictable.
Why is that predictable?
Because you're a grumpy guts.
Jim Carrey, he's annoying, really, isn't he? Do you know what I mean?
I quite like him.
Nah. No, he's not. He's a lovely man.
Nah, but his films are never superb, but this is an exception,
the
right?
The Mask?
He takes Dr. Seuss's novel and makes it perfect. It's a lovely blend of easy-to-enjoy humour aimed at preteens and mixed with adult jokes that only us lot in this studio right here will understand. There's no Christmas cheese, there's no Danny DeVito, there's not even a Christmas song on the soundtrack. It's revolutionary. It's a masterpiece. It's The Grinch. Thank you very much.
What's wrong with Danny DeVito?
He's a mug.
He's
a mug. What's he done to you, mate?
He's just
everywhere.
He's in every Christmas film ever.
Danny DeVito?
Oh, go on then.
Name two.
Thomas Yorgo.
Thomas
Yorgo.
Is it?
I think this whole debate is completely unfair because I wasn't allowed to.
Yeah, Tom, it's your go.
Yeah, but you're winning, so don't worry.
I would pick the film Jingle All the Way.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant! I love that film.
To Arnie Schwarzenegger because it's enjoyable because he's not a very good actor, and I find that quite amusing.
Yeah,
it also
terrible.
Has Troy McClure's. The guy does Troy McClure's voice on it. Hi,
Troy McClure. I can't do Troy McClure.
If you watch it now, the guy playing that role. He's amazing. He's just the best annoying guy in any film, I think.
Hi, I'm
the guy that's been like hitting up with his missus, like I'm cooking cookies around your house.
Oh, right, I thought I'd heard of it.
Okay, I'm gonna have to make a decision.
Oh, okay, sorry.
And I think
Kian Toomey's won, even though he didn't pick a fucking film.
Now the winner of this round will be Tom Norris because it's my favourite film.
Thank you.
Well done.
E45. Yeah, we are going to go to a song now, Jack. That's correct. And Tom, what is the song?
This is Run DMC, Christmas in Harleys.
Will, just please play a song. I'm pissed off.
trees. Decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, snow white so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog. The rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of carols. Like each and every year we bust Christmas carols. Christmas carols.
How you doing?
Hey, Jack.
You still good, mate?
Yeah, I feel great.
Emily, you good?
Yeah, I'm really good.
Good, sir. You've got a bit of a sore throat.
Bit of a sore throat, you know yourself.
So this is a little Christmassy segment that we're going to do called...
Secret Santa.
Secret Santa.
Hey, don't tell anyone why, because it's a secret. Don't tell Santa.
It's like the unofficial Jack Mate Christmas party tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Tom, you pick your... Who have you done yours for?
Well, I picked the name out of the hat, and I ended up getting you, you dirty sod.
Oh.
Yeah, you dirty boy. You know me, aren't you?
I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, what have you got him, Tom?
I actually had to go out the other night, and I recorded it, and I went to meet a certain someone.
Who?
Well, you're here on this thing, sir.
God, it's freezing out here. But this is the place where he said to meet. Let's go inside. That's better. A nice crackling fire, some music. Oh, I think he's over there. Hi.
Hey, what is your name?
It's Tom. Well, my friends call me Nozza.
Hey, Tom.
Oh, all right then.
Nice to meet you, I'm Gary. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, Mr. Busey. Freezing out there, but I'm glad to be back in the warm now.
Great. What? Did you just walk in?
No, I flew in. Of course I walked in, you piece of...
Here's the deal. I'm sitting here, I'm out here by myself. You come in and you say, Gary, and ask me if it's okay to discuss our top story tonight.
Okay, well, I've got the note explaining the scenario. I think you're doing the right thing. I mean, you haven't seen him in years. He hasn't got to know you properly. I think it's time we reunite you. Maybe we could do it on the show.
Don't make it an interview. Talk to me like you're personal.
Yeah, exactly. We can make it all personal. We can have you and him, father and son, stood side by side and discuss what the future holds. The only thing is, Gazzle, can I call you that?
No.
Well, I am. I'm going to call you that. Gazzle, he may not want to see you. Let's do some role play. Dad, why are you here? I don't love or trust you.
Why should you not?
Because you abandoned me and never made an attempt to get in contact.
If you don't trust me, you're going to get hit.
See, I don't think violence would help your case, Gazzle.
Are you gay?
Are we still doing the role play? No, I'm not gay, but does it really matter?
No. I like to...
Okay, good.
Do you have to take a dump anywhere?
No, I don't. Do you?
No.
Okay, great. So what does the future hold for you two?
Love and nourishment. There will be no food fights, no water fights, no dog fights, although there will be surprises that come even unexpected by me.
Oh, that's actually pretty sweet. So if you wanted me to pass on a message to my good mate and your son, William Brazier, what would it be?
I'm going to come see you one day, whether you like it or not.
Lovely stuff. So, Gary, are you going to buy a pint or...?
No.
Oh, father like son then.
Ah, the old switcheroo!
Hey, didn't see it. It is. That's my present to Jack is I did some investigation. And I actually discovered it wasn't anything.
I'm
to
not
do
related
with
to Gary Busey.
It's actually Willie's dad.
Buzzing, absolutely buzzing.
Jack, your face at the beginning was, oh yeah, you're mugging me off with this, and that twisted it round.
Oh. I didn't even expect that.
That's why I said don't listen to it because you would draw ruin.
And I'm glad I didn't, Tom, because that was more of a surprise than when I saw Jack bloodied on a steering wheel at the end of the Christmas Spirits video.
Oh, nice.
So what have you got me then, Jack?
So,
I can't believe you drew me.
Will, I am gonna have have to hang up my headphones and come around that side of the table.
Yeah, do you want to join on mic with me?
Yeah, I'll come around there. Give me a second.
Radio, he's just walking around the studio. He's got a bag in hand. It's a paper bag.
Right, so don't look in this bag, Bill. All right.
Shall I look over here?
Yeah, close your eyes. So basically, I've actually bought you free presents.
Is it?
Physical presents.
Okay.
Right? Just from Tesco on the way here. So
It's like a Christmas bush tucker child.
So basically, I want you to put your hands in and just guess what. So this is the first present for you. Have a good feel. Don't look.
Of that?
Yeah.
What is it, Willie? What's it feel like? What's the texture
like?
It's
like a biscuit.
It feels like a biscuit.
What kind of biscuit?
What would you say? You got a guess?
Yeah, I'll be more specific.
It feels like half a Bourbon cream.
Yes, you're bang on.
You're bang on, Willie.
It's half a Bourbon cream.
I fucking love Bourbons.
Well, there you go. You can have a pack it afterwards. Let's move on to...
Shut your eyes, Will.
Shut your eyes, Will.
Shut your eyes, because I'm getting the next one out.
Right. No, you need that bag.
Oh.
You need that bag!
My friends will be impressed that my knowledge has stretched through knowing it wasn't just a Bourbon, it was half a Bourbon.
Right, yeah, now put your hand in here, but can you just look?
I swear I didn't look.
Keep looking at me. So what is it? What's the texture like? What's the texture like?
Tell me about it, Will.
Does it feel Christmassy?
What's it feel like?
It
feels like a water bomb to start with. And then it gets very, very rigid at the top.
Oh, tell me about
it. Oh, what a bomb!
Is it that? Oh, fuck! It's
gone.
If he gets this, it's so strange.
Yeah, I'll be very.
Is it a vegetable?
Maybe
aubergine.
Aubergine.
Is that the one? The emoji?
Huh?
Yeah, that is.
That's the one we use most for.
Fuck's sake! Yeah.
Tom, I want you to make some noise so he doesn't hear.
Sure. Hey. So Willie, look over there.
Oh.
So, Kian, you have to fly back tonight, don't you, Kian?
What?
You're flying back after
flying
the show.
Flying back to Ireland tonight, 10 p.m.
Right. 10 p.m.
Repping my plane.
You doing anything tomorrow, anything fun of the weekend?
Well, I'll be honest with you now, I got 40 minutes sleep last night.
So you're going to get a lot
of sleep. Slept since Wednesday, so I'm off to bed tonight.
Okay, so there's a lot of sleeping coming up. Jack's cackling away.
There's disgusting things happening.
Will, you ready?
Alright, so put your hand in there.
Don't look.
What is it?
Will, what is it? What is it in this bag of mystery?
I don't know. Is it a shaving foam?
No, think about something that might actually make what might make sense.
E45.
Christmas, Will. I want a bomb.
Ah, the perfect crime.
Yeah. We had E17 on earlier, now you've got E45 on.
Well done, Will. Well done.
He's
put an E45 all.
I really need this.
And Will, have you got a surprise?
I was going to have a guest for you, and he's not picking up. So we'll try during a song, and hopefully I'll be able to.
What's the next song, then, guys?
It is Slade.
It's Christmas.
Oh, on?
Oh,
no, God. How'd you find your E45?
E45, great. Bourbon's delicious. And I'm sorry I couldn't provide you with your Secret Santa, Tom. But
maybe we'll do it on another show.
Maybe I'll be your present.
Yeah, there we go. Kian's home.
I'm going to unwrap you.
So, Kian, basically, at the end of the show most weeks, we like to do a play.
Okay.
And basically, whoever writes the play, this week it's been my go. The other guys haven't read it, and they're going to be blind reading it. And I've made us all a character within the play. So we're just playing ourselves this week. But we're going to go for it. I've written you in the play as well. So if you could just read off of
That's fine. It's not Jack's tales, but
it's Tom's tales usually, and it goes a bit like this.
There's a quiver in his quills,
and drama,
and he's gonna ride a thrill.
Tension and apostrophe,
take him to faraway places, twisting trails, pull up a pew for
Tom's tales. Jack's pantomime.
That's it, because it's a Christmas special. We're not actually going to do a tale, but a panto today.
Oh.
So,
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, we are.
Fuck off.
Stop doing these, because these jokes might be in it later on.
Okay.
You never know.
That's the risk.
You never know. So here we go. I will narrate it, and I will also play myself. Everyone in this room is playing themselves. Jack, Will and Tom are sitting around a table in Shilly Beers, enjoying some festive drinks and celebrating the success of their Christmas radio show.
I'll tell you who we need to get on the show next year at some point. Spencer FC. I love that fella.
Oh, yeah, we know you do, Tom. You never shut up about him.
Oh, I love him too. I see you. I'll see you when I see you. Don't go aging.
Oh, fuck off, Will. That's not even his catchphrase. And I should know, I've got all of his T-shirts.
Lads, it's Christmas. Let's not argue, come on.
I totally agree with you, Jack. Let's exchange Christmas gifts. I'm literally so excited!
Look, I'll cut to the chase, Will. I got you some E45 cream. Yeah, you've already had that. And Tom, I've got you a season ticket for Newcastle United.
Good. I thought you got me a meet and greet with Spencer.
Well, I look like a twat now. I think I've overspent on you two.
What did you get us, Will?
Will pulls out a big lamp and places it straight down on the table in front of Tom and Jack. It's shining a bright bronze.
OMG! Will, you didn't.
I bloody did, mate. Anything for you. A magic lamp.
No, I couldn't give a shit about the sodden lamp, you twerp. You put it straight down my pulled pork pizza.
Tom, you're an ungrateful guy sometimes. Will's got us a bloody magic genie in a lamp.
You haven't rubbed it yet, have you? How do you know there's a magic genie in it?
He's behind you!
Ha, bants. A classic panto shout, up there with the best.
No, literally, Will, there's a genie behind you. It is revealed that stood behind William is a genie. He is Irish and full of charm.
Hi, I am Kian the Genie, and I am a bloody genie.
Yeah, we got that from your surname, mate.
Shut up, you bitch. I might be a genie, but it doesn't mean I can't slap you about. Laugh.
I like him already. Nice one, Will. What a great present. What a great present, Will.
I have the power to grant you 3 wishes each. Make it quick and make it good, because you only get 1 wish. So what do you want?
The boys start to realise that they only have 1 wish each. This is actually fucking happening. A wish each. What will they wish for? Find out literally now.
Right, my wish is to meet one of my favourite online stars in person.
You've already met him, mate. Ain't that right, Jack?
Exactly, Tom. I'm right here, Will.
No, not you this time, darling. I want to meet our Facebook legend, Kian Tomy.
Tom and Jack look at each other questionably, and even the genie looks confused. Are you sure about this, Will?
Hell yeah. I'm a big fan of that guy. I'd love to meet him for, like 1 minute.
I mean, you can wish for literally anything right now. Are you sure you want that?
Oh, I'm sure as I am good looking.
Ridiculously unsure, then.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Will. This genie here is Kian, right? You've already met him. You've wasted your Christmas wish.
You are honestly pathetic, William.
Oh, bollocks this right up the wall.
How can you not tell that's Kian?
I mean, I haven't even fucking dressed up.
Nah, I knew you were Kian. I meant I'd love to meet Kraskill. I've just got the names mixed up. Good. Sorry, Kian. No offence, mate.
No, not taken.
With one wish down and two to go, Jack gets ready to request his Christmas plea. Genie, can I please for Christmas have 1 million subscribers?
1 million? That's cute, but yeah, sure.
A puff of smoke appears above Tom's crushed pulled pork pizza. Soon after, Jack checks his phone to reveal that he does, in fact, have 1 million subscribers. Oh, nice one! Thanks for that, Genie.
Right. Now you, Tom, what do you want? Probably something creepy.
No, not that creepy. Just a little bit awkward, shall I say. Can I write it down and give it to you, Genie? I don't want these guys taking the piss after they hear it. I'll never live it down.
Fuck me. I've heard this show before and thought these screenplays were long-winded, but actually being in one seems twice as long. Write it down, Tom.
Tom writes down his wish on a piece of paper and the Genie reads it. Shortly after, the Genie's expression changes. He seems quite disgusted.
You've got to be kidding me.
Look, I didn't judge Will on his shit wish. Just grant it.
Please change your wish. It's literally...
No, that's...
You did judge me. Let me speak, Jack. You did judge me quite a lot, to be fair.
Please change your wish. It's literally disgusting.
Why is it disgusting? I've always wanted one night with her.
One night with her? What? What's he wished for, Genie?
He wants one night with Emily. From the videos.
He's dropped a clanger there, Jack!
I don't think he realises, Will!
She's a blooming hottie, guys, and I find her very, very funny.
Are you going to tell him, or should I, J-Dot?
Right. Well, you asked for it.
Kian is now naked. He has an erection.
Fucking hell.
Bend over, Norris.
Oi, Tom! He's behind you! And that concludes this year's Christmas pantomime. Terrible jokes that are borderline homophobic and a token Irish guy. I think we can all agree this has been the most panto ever. Oh, good. What do you think of my panto then, guys?
Good.
Oh, what did Emily think? I bet she hated it, didn't she?
I'm a bit creepy.
Yeah, I thought, a bit perverted. Yeah, I had a feeling you'd hate it, Emily. Bitch.
Fuck you.
You two did not get on, did you?
No, we didn't hit it off. What about you, Will? You like that?
I really enjoyed that. A big thank you to Kian for coming. Yes. Coming
guys, thank you so much. That was so kind of you.
All the way from Ireland.
Just for one day.
Just for tonight.
Just maybe we
make it. Feel like I want. I do want to apologise to Kian for one thing though. When we were out, we had a little walk around London, didn't we? And we had a look at the sights. And then I got his little app because I know Kian's a fan of Banksy. We found one on the map. We thought we'd go to it. Went on the tube.
We turned
went
up
all the way there. A new build thing built all over
fucking
Banksy.
Have a good Christmas, guys. We're now going to head to the pub, get a little bit merry. You should probably do the same if you're old enough. Join us next Friday because we're going to be doing a show all about New Year's and we're going to be recapping 2015. Thanks for joining me, Kian and Will Tom.
Bye. Yeah.
Thank you, Kian.
Let's go get pissed.
Bye. Bye.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on the lucky one, came in 18-1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas. When all our dreams come true,
they got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold, but the wind goes right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for me.
setting when the band finished playing. They held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the junk they were singing. We kissed on a corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, babe. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.